Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 9 months and third quarter financial results call by Pegas Nonwovens. First of all, I would like to introduce the speakers on the conference, the CEO of the company, Mr. František Řezáč.
Good afternoon.
And the CFO of the company, Mr. Aleš Gerža.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call, you are familiar with that, is following. You should have your presentation in front of you. We will go through the slides during the presentation, and after we finish, we can start the Q&A session, and you will have the opportunity to ask us questions. And now I will hand over to Mr. František Řezáč to start with the presentation.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again. I am pleased to say that our business in the first 9 months of 2009 has been characterized by high production efficiency and very strong sales performance. We consider our first 9 months financial results to be very good. We have confirmed our ability to achieve good financial results in a time of a challenging global economic situation. In the third quarter of 2009, we had to deal with a substantial increase in raw material input prices, which impacted our operational results. Due to the improved production efficiency, strong sales and optimization measures, we managed to minimize the impact of this and achieve the same EBITDA level as in the second quarter of the year. We believe that we will maintain this level of productivity for the rest of the year and that we will meet and exceed our planned financial targets. We have been successful in substantially reducing of our external debt, which demonstrates the strong financial position of the company. Please turn to the next slide. I will now go through the key highlights of the first 9 months and of the third quarter of 2009. Our revenues in the first 9 months amounted to 93.3 million euro, which is 15.8% down compared with the same period last year. This difference results from cheaper polymers being reflected in the output prices. In the first 9 months, we recorded an EBITDA of 30.8 million, up by 1.1% over last year, primarily due to a combination of a number of positive one-off factors delivering exceptional results in the first quarter. Our profit from operations, EBIT, increased by 6.3% to 18.9 million euro, also thanks to lower depreciation costs. Net profit amounted to 22.1 million euro, down by 6.1% year-on-year, primarily due to massive forex gains from the same period in 2008, which, however, had no impact on our cash position. As for our sales, we have fully sold out the accumulated accumulated inventories from last year and have recorded new orders from hygiene. Our capacity is fully sold out for the rest of this year. Due to our permanent focus on production effectiveness, our total production expressed in tons went up compared with the last year. And now I would like to ask Aleš to continue with the presentation.
Hello, so I will continue with the slide number 6. Our revenues for the first 9 months of this year declined by 15.8% year-on-year, driven primarily by a lower price level, which resulted in lower sales prices than in the same period of 2008. In the first 9 months, our operating costs declined even more, down by 22.2% year-on-year, primarily due to a lower level of purchase prices of polypropylene and polyethylene. In the third quarter of 2009, the total consolidated operating costs without depreciation and amortization reached euro 21.7 million, which is a decline of 15.6% year-on-year. The main cause of the annual decline of the operating costs was the drop in polymer prices. In the first 9 months of 2009, EBITDA amounted to euro 30.8 million, up by 1.1% year-on-year. The increase in EBITDA was primarily affected by the high EBITDA recorded in the first quarter of 2009. In the third quarter of 2009, EBITDA reached euro 8.4 million, down by 13.9% year-on-year. the annual comparison of the third quarters was impacted by the effects of the pass-through mechanism, where both Q3 2008 and Q3 2009 were negatively impacted. However, Q3 2009 was affected more. In addition, the mark-to-market revaluation of the share option plan contributed to a further decline. Despite the adverse development of input prices in the third quarter of 2009, the company managed to minimize this impact and to achieve the same EBITDA level as in the second quarter of the year, thanks to improved production efficiency, strong sales and optimization measures. In the first 9 months, net profit amounted to €22.1 million, down by 6.1% year-on-year, primarily due to higher unrealized forex gains in last year, including their impact on income tax. In the third quarter of 2009, the company recorded a net profit of €6 million compared with a net profit of €0.3 million last year. Production volumes in tons increased by 3.1%, however, the year-on-year comparison is distorted by different product mix and different basis weights of the produced output and less planned production breaks. The number of employees at the end of the period slightly declined from 389 to 381. Now we'll continue with the slide number 8. Let me briefly comment on the items which we haven't discussed in the previous slides. Total raw materials and consumables used in the first 9 months of 2009 amounted to 57.1 million, a 24.5% year-on-year decrease. In the third quarter, this item reached €19.7 million, down by 18.7% year-on-year. This development resulted from previously mentioned drop in polymer prices. The increase of the staff costs by 16.8% year-on-year in the first 9 months of this year was the result of a change in the fair value of the share option plan, while the underlying staff costs without the share option plan revaluation decreased by 2% year-on-year. Total staff costs for the 9 month period denominated in Czech korunas without the revaluation of the share option plan went up by 5.2% year-on-year due to a salary increases and a higher level of accrued bonuses to be paid based on the achievement of the planned full-year financial results. Depreciation went down by 6.1% due to the weaker Czech koruna between the compared periods. In the first 9 months of 2009, foreign exchange gains reached €7.9 million, down by 39.9% year-on-year. The annual decline resulted from the exceptionally high forex gains recorded in 2008 on the back of the rapidly appreciating Czech currency. In the third quarter of 2009, foreign exchange gains and other financial income reached €3.4 million. Interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to €2.9 million in the first 9 months of 2009, a 39% decrease compared with the same period in 2008. The main reasons for this decline were lower interest rates and the gradual repayment of the external debt. In the third quarter of 2009, interest expenses net reached €1 million, 40.5% year-on-year lower than in the same period last year. The next slide, revenue breakdown by product. Year-on-year comparisons of sales shown in this slide are distorted by a drop of polymer prices. In the first 9 months of 2009, sales of products for hygiene continued to grow, reaching almost 89% of total sales, which is a slightly higher share than in the same period last year. Sales of technical materials went down by 30.2% in the first 9 months of 2009. Slide number 10. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales, in the first 9 months, sales into Western, Central and Eastern Europe represented a 96.6% share of total sales, in line with our core focus on the broader European area. Cost composition. Changes in the cost composition in the first 9 months of 2009 were driven primarily by the decrease in polymer prices. As a result, the share of consumed polymers declined from 67% in the first 9 months of 2008 to 59% in the first 9 months of 2009. Staff costs went up due to the revaluation of the share option plan by 0.4 million euro, as discussed earlier, and electricity costs went up due to the price increase. Balance sheet. If we compare September 30, 2009 and December 31, 2008, then goodwill increased due to appreciation of Czech koruna against euro. Current assets remained nearly at the same level. Total equity reflects a dividend payment, and also the balance sheet demonstrates a reduction of outstanding bank loans. Slide number 13. Some of the events impacting the balance sheet and profit and loss account in the first 9 months of 2009 were also impacting the cash flow statement. Main factors to mention in the cash flow statement: A. Low capital expenditures this year. B. Significant repayment of bank debt and lower interest costs. And C. Dividend payout of 8.3 million euros. Next slide. As we mentioned earlier, we do not anticipate any expansion capex this year until we make a commitment with respect to the new production line. Our total capex in 2009 should not exceed euro 1.5 million as a result of postponed projects. And now I will hand over again to František to talk about our guidance for the rest of the year and the outlook for the next year.
Thank you. And now something about our guidance. We have revised that guidance for the full year 2009 and are happy to say that a decline of 2009 EBITDA comparing year 2008 will not be up to 10% but up to 5%. We expect both higher sales and production in tons. Also, we achieved capex savings, and therefore our full year 2009 capex should not be higher than 1.5 million euro. Next slide, outlook 2010. It's a bit early to talk about the situation next year. Our business plan is still in the process of being finalized. However, I can say now that we strongly believe that our production capacity should be fully sold out again. We expect that we will use our generated cash again primarily for the further reduction of debt. We are also prepared to update you on the developments regarding the new production line project early next year. This was the last slide of our presentation. I would like to thank you for your attention, and we will be pleased to answer your questions now.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Operator, we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star, then one to register a question, and the hash or pound key to cancel it. Our first question comes from the line of Radim Kramula. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon. Radim Kramula from Erste, Česká spořitelna. I have a couple of questions, if I may. Definitely, I would like to ask you if you could elaborate a little bit more on the good profitability that you managed in the third quarter, which was above most of the market anticipants' expectations. Was it more coming from a higher production of your machines, or let's say lower grammage of your production, or was it a mix in the production, or was there a change in the product mix, or if you could really put us more light on the improving margin. Secondly, I want to ask you in in terms of CapEx, because the 9 months CapEx was much lower, the maintenance CapEx, than last year for 9 months. Have you postponed any maintenance? Can we expect any maintenance to be carried out in the fourth quarter? And what the impact could be on your production in the fourth quarter? And my last question would come to the line. If you decided not to go for a new line, do you think that, for example, you would just postpone it by 1 year, or what would you do as a next step when not taking the investments? Thanks.
I think the first question, you are right. We improved our production efficiency. We had very very strong sales in the third quarter, and we significantly reduced our inventories also in third quarter. What is very important now for us, we need to build again these inventories to be capable of planning, and we don't expect any maintenance for the fourth quarter. On the other hand, as I said, we would like to build some inventories for better production planning. I think that it is about these two first questions, and the third question regarding our new production line. I think that what is very important, we are in very deep discussion at the board level and internal discussion at Pegas about this investment. We would like to finalize all information, to prepare all information for final decision, which we would like to make in the first quarter 2010. We shouldn't forget that we have some time frame linked with our investment incentives. It means that we would like to benefit from these incentives. We need to commercialize this production line in January 2012 as the latest. Now, if we don't make this decision, say positive decision regarding this line, we will continue in this process. But I think that it would mean that we would lose these investment incentives.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Vidlicka. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon, Peter Vidlicka from Wood & Company. First of all, congratulations on the strong results. I have two questions, if I may, from my side. The first question is regarding whether you could give us some color on the pricing for 2010 production. I assume a lot of the contracts have been already signed, and you've mentioned several weeks ago that there is some pressure on the prices, but less than last year. So I would be interested whether you have some update on this. And secondly, on the new production line, could you please remind us how long does it take the whole process of setting up the new production line? So if you make the decision in the first quarter, as you're planning to do, and you decide to build the new line, then how long does it take for it to become operational? And another question, follow-up to the new production line, is that I'm sure you have been discussing with your main customers about potential contract for the new production line. Do you feel right now that there is a sufficient demand for the extra capacity from the new line? That would be all from me. Thank you.
Thank you for your congratulations. I will start with pricing. I am happy to say that our capacity should be fully sold out in 2010. Regarding the pricing, as you know, hygiene market is concentrated market, Norwegian's market is fragmented and highly competitive. During the negotiation period, we haven't noticed any aggressive offers from our competitors. Even if Pegas has to offer some discounts, to remain competitive, our long-term approach is to find some cost or efficiency improvements to mitigate negative impact to our absolute EBITDA. My feeling is that this impact shouldn't be as significant as in the last years. On the other hand, and that's very important for us, it is the fact that our current results and our, let's say, expected full year EBITDA is supported by several, let's say, one-off extraordinary items, mainly linked with first quarter, which will not be repeated next year, at least according to our opinion. What is also important, we haven't discussed at the board level about the guidance for next year, and if we made a decision to give you any guidance, it will be done in March 2010 during our prelims announcement. And the schedule of the new line. Let's imagine that we will make decision in first quarter. If we do that, then we could expect, let's say, the erection of the line as of February 2011. The first meeting on calendar on August September. Then some qualification process of this line, and if successful, then the first commercial meter in October-November 2011 and full commercial capacity 2012 January. And this is manageable if we make decision in first quarter 2010. Regarding the customers and capacity of this line, we've had a lot of discussions with our customers regarding their expectations, of products or kind of products in 2012 and further. We got some information we are using this information for the discussion about the final configuration of this line. We need to find out what is possible, what not. It means we need now to decide the final configuration for next steps. And what I think that there should be some room for this capacity. I think that it should be manageable to sell out the whole capacity of this line. The question is the ramp up. Whether it will be immediately or it will take one quarter to reach the final or the total capacity of this line. This is
okay, great.
Current situation. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. This is very helpful.
Okay.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register a question, please press star, then 1 on your telephone keypad and the hash or pound key to cancel it. There will be a short silence while participants register for further questions. We have a follow-up question from the line of Radim Kramule. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, sorry for the interruption. I just have a question with regard to the capacity or also your recent or the most modern line. I remember you saying about decreasing the weight of your non-woven textiles up to 8 grams, but there was a lack of a market, or there wasn't enough demand for these lightweight materials. I wonder if there is any proceed or any advance in these materials, or this also is connected with your R&D development, if there are any news in this sense. And my probably hopefully last question would be, under the assumption that you are not increasing the capacity by new line, how much could you possibly increase your output just by improving efficiencies? Thanks.
super lightweight materials, I think that it will. It is long-term process. It needs some qualification of this material in our, let's say, clients' production lines. I can say now that we've been successful to qualify this super lightweight materials 8, 9, and 10 GSM at some clients, and we believe that we will continue in this trend. That's clear, and this is our focus. And if the new line, then we would like to go further to decrease the basis weight even more. About capacity, now it's a little bit difficult for me to answer this question because we haven't finalized all commercial discussions, and we need now to take the whole volume, to distribute the whole volume into respective production lines. Then we will see how it fits our production lines. We need to reach the perfect utilization, and I don't want to guess whether it might be 1%, 2%, or 3%. Our goal is to increase our capacity as much as possible. But we need to take into consideration the new products, different product mix, and so on. And I'm not prepared to answer this question properly. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Karpisec. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company name.
Dan Karpisec from UniCredit. Good afternoon. I have a few questions. If you decide to go for the new line next year, you start to invest, you plan to use your cash generated predominantly to reduce the debt. Do you plan to change your dividend policy? Second, what would be the capacity of the new line? Should we expect something around 15,000 tons? Another question is on innovation. Can we expect anything to be commercialized next year? And last question, there has been a few new Rakofil lines announced to be completed next year, one in Italy, then in Turkey. How do you think it would impact the supply-demand dynamics in your sector? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Mr. Karpisek. We really do want to decrease the debt in the year 2010, even if we sign the contract regarding the new production line. As we said earlier, if we sign the contract, then we will pay just the first installment, which is definitely a small number in terms of cash. So it will allow us to, or it will allow us to decrease or to continue with debt decrease. And so the question regarding the dividend policy for the year 2010, it will not be affected with that. So the dividend for the year 2010, I believe, has anything to do with the new contract, with the new line. The question is the year 2011, and then we will have to decide at the level of the board of directors of Pegasman Loans SA.
I will continue with the capacity of the new line. It's too early. We have now different configurations, and we need to choose the best option for us in terms of product mix and so on. It means that capacity could be around 15,000 tons. Maybe it might be a little bit more, but we haven't made the final decision regarding the configuration and capacity, which is linked with that. R&D projects. We work on some R&D projects. Some of them are very close to qualification and commercialization. We believe that we will be successful, and we will qualify some new materials in in 2010, but again, it doesn't depend only on us. It will need some qualification process, and also our customers are involved there, and of course their production lines. It means that I cannot be more specific. And you are right, the new two lines have been announced. One, I think that in Turkey, I think that this line isn't primarily, let's say, focused on really our core European market. Turkish market is very, very promising, is growing market, and also this region, Middle East and North Africa, I think that again it is growing. Line in Italy, yeah, this line will bring significant capacity. I still believe that there will be some growth in hygiene market and also in technical market. I think that the economic situation will improve a bit. We need to manage that as a company. Hopefully we will be successful also with ourselves for 2011, and the pressure in the market won't be as dramatic as last year. That's what I can say.
Yeah, if I can have a follow-up, these are new lines, but have you seen any capacity to be shut down?
I think that you know that in Germany there was line, or there is line with 20,000 tons of capacity, and this is idle now. I think that it was also announced that one of our largest competitors, FireWeb, would shut down some production line. It means that even if they are going to bring new capacity, there shouldn't be any incremental volume. It means that it also helped. I am not sure whether there are some other shutdowns. I don't think so.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad, and the hash or pound key to cancel it. There will again be a short silence while participants register for questions. There appear to be no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you, James. Thank you, everybody. If there are no more questions, thanks, everybody, for joining the conference call. Thank you, the management of the company, for answering the questions. And, of course, if you have any other questions to follow up, please do not hesitate to call us or send us an email. Thank you.